A dating auction website says nearly 3,000 single men in the D.C. area are paying for a date for Valentine's Day. You may be familiar with dating auctions, where women or men bid on a date with someone and the money goes to charity. Well, in this case, the money goes to the person they bid to have a date with. Brandon Wade is the founder and CEO of WhatsYourPrice.com, and he joins us live now to talk about it. Hey, Brandon, how are you?
Hi, I am good. Thank you for having me.
How many D.C. area men are paying for a Valentine's Day date through your site?
Well, this Valentine's, roughly 2,700 men in the D.C. area is doing just that.
And how do you know these men are all single?
They have to specify on their profile that they're single. Some of them, unfortunately, are not single, but the majority of them are single.
Now, what's the average price for a date?
The average price for a date averages about $80 on a website typically, but comes Valentine's Day, in the past 4 weeks, we've noticed that number jumping up. It's now about $130 for a first date.
Does it go higher than that?
Yeah, it does go higher than that because the bidding system we have doesn't really restrict people from bidding more, and the highest bid we've seen so far is $3,000.
Now, Brandon, you know, this sounds like prostitution and that people are being paid to go out on a date. Is there a stipulation that these men or women are paying only for a date and nothing more?
Exactly. On the website, whatsyourprice.com, there are a few stipulations. Firstly, you only pay for the first date. So if you actually end up liking each other after that two-hour coffee date or dinner date, there's no more paying the other person to go out the second or third time or even to have a relationship. And the second biggest stipulation is that no sex is expected or to happen on the first date. So the members who bid know that those are the rules going in.
But there's no way to make sure that nothing sexual occurs.
That's the tough part. You know, when the website was featured on Anderson Life earlier this year, one of the members was featured on the website, and he was saying he would make a bid and he would go out on a date. And when he was at the date, he would actually make an indecent proposal by asking the girl, you know, how much money do you want for me to take you up to my hotel room? And once we found out about that, of course, we kicked them off. And, you know, there are things that we do on the website where we ask members to report people who are violating those rules. And again, we investigate and we kick them off. So we're pretty strict on the policy, but you're right. I mean, it's tough when you have two adults that meet on the site, and once they go out, they can do really whatever they want.
Who are the women who are being bid on? I mean, are most of them of a particular age?
They really are, all over the place. I think the only thing that really is common amongst all the women who use the website is they all regard themselves as attractive. I mean, if you look in the mirror and if you think you're attractive, then you can use the website. Women come from all age groups. You have to be 18 plus to use the website. And different body types, different skin color. So there's really no one type of woman who use the website.
Do you judge their attractiveness at all? If you don't find them attractive, do you not allow them on the site?
No, we actually do not judge them based on that. But I think because it's a bidding system, you know, if you are attractive, then you're going to tend to generate a higher bid. That's just the nature of the way the market works.
Brandon, thanks for talking with me tonight.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Brandon Wade, founder and CEO of WhatsYourPrice.com.